This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room. You're truly being part of the solution, okay? And the way you become part of the solution, you've heard me say this a million times. I know a lot of you are, like, sick of it. Well, if you're so sick of it, then do it. Really, seriously. Look, get informed and get engaged. Don't take just what I say as gospel truth. And there's other people out there, too, that you listen to. And God bless you for listening to others as well. But there are other people out there that you need to check us out. Right? I mean, come on, seriously. You need to check us out. And you need to make sure that what we're telling you, what we're saying is real and is true. I mean, I feel bad sometimes because people will send me information that's not quite right. And then you guys fall into it. You love it. You know, it's real. It's real /for you. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Remember, you can get help on the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot going on up there. You know, our beloved AOC. And I say our beloved, you know how I mean that. She is an interesting character. How about if I put it that way? And when you think about the Democrats and what they've been telling us forever when it comes to their religious beliefs and where religion and God fit into everything. I always found this so amazing that they spew God when they want to. God is available for them and for them only. Let's be clear about that. Because, you know, he can't stand. You know he doesn't like conservatives, right? Are you aware? At least that's the feeling. That's the feeling I get from the Democrats, especially Pelosi. I don't know how she's done this, but apparently she has a special relationship with God. Right? Because no matter what she says or she does, it's godly. No matter what we do or say, it is ungodly. Just ask. She has said on several occasions that Democrats do the work of God. Republicans don't. I mean, she doesn't want to invoke the name of the one that she really cares about. Because if you think about it, I mean, what is she standing for? Everything the Bible is for, she is somehow against. And yet she does the work of God and we don't. So I've got a clip of her where she talks a little bit about her personal faith. Let's take a listen. I think you'll be interested. If you're not, you're not paying attention. Oh, of course, right? There you go.
I'm struggling. Thank you, Chairman. I'm experiencing this hearing and I'm struggling whether I respond or launch into this question as a legislator or from the perspective of a woman of faith. Because
I'd like to know what faith she adheres to. because he's this outspoken candidate and pounder of the pavement for abortion. So I'm kind of trying to figure that out. Is it the First Church of Planned Parenthood? I don't get it.
I cannot. It's very difficult to sit here and listen to arguments in the long history of this country of using scripture and weaponizing and abusing scripture to justify bigotry. White supremacists have done it. Those who justified slavery did it.
No, actually, those who justified slavery didn't do it that way. But that's beside the point. What I love about this, what I find so amazing about this, is she talks about that music. Does she understand that it was scripture that our founding fathers used to write the Constitution and give us the freedoms we had? That our rights, that our freedoms come from God and not from government? To all colors of people, to all types of people, to all religious beliefs. And they did that so that the government couldn't take away your rights. That's why they say that it was God who gave us these rights. Does she miss that? Does she not read that? Does she not know? Maybe, can we send her a copy of the Constitution? And I would send it in the English New Age version. That might help her a little bit.
Those who fought against integration did it, and we're seeing it today. And sometimes...
Now, the part that really confuses me is if she's a person of faith and religion, does she not understand that it's about Scripture? I think she claims to be a Catholic. And Jesus had some pretty hardcore comments to make about certain things. Remember the woman that was committing adultery? So when you tell us that it's okay for people to have sex with whoever, wherever, and however they want, isn't it? Why did Jesus tell her to go sin no more then? He didn't tell her to go not go have any more fun. Don't go keep doing what I've already told you you can do. No, he told her to stop sinning. Go and sin no more. So, I don't know, was he being, like, misogynistic? Was he not following the feminist movement at the time? I'm kind of confused.
Especially in this body. I feel as though if Christ himself walked through these doors and said what he said thousands of years ago, that we should love our neighbor and our enemy.
Oh, I'm going to have fun with that when we come back. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. This is the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always appreciate it when AOC brings out her scholarly advice. I have never known any human being in my life to know so much about so much as AOC does. She knows about science, and she knows about religion, and she just knows so much about government. She's a constitutional expert, and now an expert in the area of faith. I'm just totally amazed. And when she talks about, she's gonna say something in a minute that a lot of squishy Christians use to believe that it's okay to allow everybody to do anything in anyhow in any shape. And you are so wrong.
years ago, that we should love our neighbor and our enemy.
Now, she's talking about Jesus, who did tell us to love our neighbors and to love our enemies. Not allow them to do anything they wanted to do. Not allow them to take advantage of us. But simply to love them as he loved the people who hated him. Jesus loved the people who mocked him, who spit at him, who beat him. That's a hard thing to do, let me tell you what.
That we should welcome the stranger, fight for the least of us. That it is easier for a rich man, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into a kingdom of heaven. He would be maligned.
See, these are the people, I love these people. I love you guys who grab a scripture, you don't really study it. See, the Bible doesn't say, read to show yourself approved. The Bible doesn't say, have a clue as to what somebody's thinking. It says to study. Right? They tell you this, God tells you to study the scripture because there's so much more to it. You know, in the English language, we have one word for love. And that love is sexual love. It's an erotic love. It's a love for your children. It's a love for your mother. It's a love for your spouse. We use one word for all of that. Biblically, there are seven words. And they're specific. Specific for erotic kind of love, specific for wife kind of love, for mother. There's specific languages, or there's specific different meanings to it. We never think of that when we think of our language and how things get translated. We have taken the meaning, some in the, I'm told that homosexuals no longer use, it's outdated, but there's some in the gay community that use Old Testament conversation around how the people slept together. No, I got news for you. We changed the word. Slept mean exactly that. They slept together. I slept all summer long in the same room I slept with my four male cousins. No, I didn't have sex with them. We slept in the same big king-size bed or two twin beds that were pushed together. We all slept in the same room. We've changed those meanings. We've perverted those meanings, just like Satan has done in the past. And that's what they're doing here.
As a radical and rejected from these doors. And
did she say she's like Jesus because she's a radical?
I know. And it is part of my faith that all people are holy and all people are sacred unconditionally. And that is what.
Does that include the ones that are born and left on the table to die? Are they not people? See, this is a hypocrisy behind the left. When it fits their narrative, when they're painting the picture, that little human now I'm not even dealing with it in the womb. Now, that little human, the cord's been cut, they've been put on the table, they survived the abortion. Hey, AOC, does that human, are they allowed to live? Are they holy? Are they important to God?
Makes faith sometimes. That's what prompts us to transform. Because it is unconditional. It's not about that it is up to us to love parts of people. We love all people. There is nothing holy about rejecting medical care of people, no matter who they are on the grounds of what their identity is. There is nothing holy about turning someone away from a hospital. There's nothing holy.
Although Jesus did say something about following the laws of the land, adhering to what Caesar laid out. I don't know. I'm just saying.
About rejecting a child from a family. There's nothing holy about writing discrimination into the law. And I am tired of communities of being of faith being weaponized and being mischaracterized because the only time.
I can't hear her anymore. I'm kind of done with her because here's the deal. She couldn't find real scripture in the Bible to save her butt. I mean, really that simple. She says, you know, it's for hate and everything else. And again, if you're a transgender, this isn't aimed at you in a hateful way. But don't use my religious beliefs. Don't use the Bible. And you know, in one side of your mouth, you're saying, well, God tells you to love everybody. But love is more than just allowing you to do everything you want to do. I said it earlier, and I meant it. Any parent that allows their kids to do everything that they want to do, any way they want to do it, anyhow they want to do it, is akin to child abuse. Yeah, you heard me. We're supposed to guide our kids. We're supposed to stop them from doing harmful things and hurting themselves. We're supposed to make sure they get the sleep they need, the medical care they need, they eat right. You talk about medical care for strangers. You care about people you're yanking over the border and then want to set them for medical care, but your own kids, not so much. In Genesis, God's Word, you know, that bigoted book. See, I don't know how you can claim to be a Christian or a Catholic and you don't adhere to Scripture. You don't even read the Bible. You're going to make it up as you go. It says God created man in his own image. Now, this is why you have to study, not necessarily that God is a man. God is a spirit. How can God be a man, a female, a transgender, or whatever, when he is spirit? He's referred to in the he because that's what he prefers. All right? But the image that we're created is we're spirit men and women, whatever you want to call them. We're created in his image. And he created us male and female. Not male, female, and 77 others. Make it up as you go. He didn't create us cisgen or gender fluid or binary neutral or whatever the terms are. This is why I say, you know, when the Dems start pulling this stuff up, you're not being honest. You're lying to us. Because you really don't mean what you say. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Yes, I went long. Millennial Nate will be with us after the break. Be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump with a detailed update on coronavirus and the administration's efforts. The president speaking in the White House briefing room with all members of the coronavirus task force by his side.
We're also working with the industries, including the airline industry, the cruise ship industry, which obviously will be hit. We're working with them very, very strongly. We want them to travel. We want people to travel to certain locations and not to other locations at this moment. And hopefully that will straighten out sooner rather than later.
The Grand Princess cruise ship docked now in Oakland, California. Sick passengers have been taken off and transported to area hospitals. Canadian citizens flown back to their country. And U.S. citizens will be coming off in waves and will be transported to military bases for testing and a 14-day quarantine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You're back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being being part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on. I have lots of fun with him. Intern Nate joins us, as he does every week. Every Monday for Millennial Monday.
Yippity yippity.
Even though technically you're not a millennial.
I'm a Gen Zer, but who cares?
Yeah.
You can be a Gen unicorn.
You guys are close to the same mold. You know, pull the mic a little closer.
And blah, blah, blah. Use your outside voice.
Use your outside voice. And so when you were on campus this week, now they must have looked at you kind of weird.
But, yeah.
You know, you're asking questions on school shootings, right? I mean, for the most part, how did people receive you?
Awkward silence, and then they warmed up to it, and then they kind of were, one guy tried to make a mockery out of it, and I didn't send you that clip, but the rest of them warmed up to it, and they started, like, thinking about it very seriously.
Was he making a mockery of it just because he thought you were joking, or he just didn't really care to play?
He kind of went down the, give everybody the guns in the school, give everybody guns, that role, and I was like, no, not terrible. I was like, okay.
Wow.
But I had a lot of fun, and I actually got some of my friends to seriously think about it, and the reoccurring theme was they all went down the mental health route.
Yeah, that was quite interesting that a lot of the young kids said that the administration and the adults need to find out what's going on with us at home and in our lives and that kind of stuff, which is totally different. That when I grew up in school, we didn't want you involved in our lives.
Well, it's like, number one, parents sometimes can throw off very weird vibes to their children and throw off these things that make them really question it. And number two, sometimes they let their kids go to school and they don't get interfering with their school life. But then when they come back home and they kids start talking about their school life and stuff, the parents suddenly want to clamp down on it. And the kids feel like they're not letting them live up their like live their life up, like live it up, because it's your golden years before you go off to college and get a job. And I kind of see why, because you we consider it, the older generations are spoiling our fun. But I don't know about you, but I just don't want anybody to help me with just my personal life. I have personal issues. I'll go talk to my friends. Friends are more reliable than the school, surprisingly enough.
I thought it was interesting, though, that even some of those, one or two of them said that school should be fun. And I'm thinking, no, because work isn't always going to be fun. Life isn't always going to be fun. It's not up to school.
So yeah. I think their definition of fun is more structured, because our school right now does not have a lot of structure. So fun in their minds is getting to do things that are more structured in ways they can learn more, where they're able to take a couple field trips. Because I would love to go on a field trip to, like, Los Angeles County Sheriff's and go check out their thing. But, like, I would love to go do something where you visit a police department, fire department, whatever. But, like, we don't really do that because we're all stuck in classrooms.
You don't, so your school doesn't go on field trips?
Not a lot. There was one in the past. Like, we did not have any field trips going on last semester. We had one this semester that went to see a musical choir group perform. And I didn't go because it was a 13-hour field trip, and I don't want to be stuck on a bus for 13 hours. No, thank you. But to go back to what I was saying, their definition of fun is something that's more mature, because everything is about being dumbed down for the kids that just want to throw life away. Like,
just want to get through.
Yeah, there's just some kids that just want to get through, and they want to learn something along with it. Maybe do something that's really interesting that sparks their interest, and maybe one that they want to make a career out of this. But sometimes you can also translate it to fun as, I get to sit on my phone in the class all day and talk to my friends and talk smack about the principal and everything
else. All right, so let's hear what your how your interviews went and what their responses were. And we won't give out the school name
yeah.
or the person's last name. But this is Tony.
Anthony.
What are your thoughts on school shootings?
School shootings, it's not like anything anybody really likes to talk about, but it's something that needs to be discussed because, you know, guns are so easy to get nowadays.
That's the misnomer with young people that drives me nuts to a big degree, is that they don't understand it is not easy to get a gun. And
well, in his mind, it's going to, you can, in his mind,
because you go down to the sporting goods store and buy one?
No. It's far more personal than that. In his mind, is he can just go and walk, like a teenager that is having obvious issues can go walk into a parent's gun safe and have the pick of the crop for whatever like weapon they want to take to school to cause chaos with. It's not about much as legally buying the gun. It's about acquiring the gun from family members in that sense.
But. All right, let's hear what else he has to say.
So what do you think are the causes for these acts of violence?
It would have to be a good mental state, honestly, I believe. Like, people and kids who are treated poorly in school, they sort of, like, they lose it. They lose their cool, and they sort of think, like, all the out-of-the-box things are sort of normal.
Now, that's really funny, because when we talk about out-of-the-box in my generation, we're talking about bigger, better ideas, okay? The other thing I thought was really funny was, not funny, haha, but interesting is that when he said that basically that people don't have coping skills. So they get mad, they get upset that somebody's done something to them, they're hurt, and that allows them or forces them or pushes them into trying to hurt somebody else. It's a very interesting mindset.
Outside of the box for him is, I personally believe, it's, oh my gosh, instead of what's bigger or better, what's going to be the worst thing that could possibly happen?
So, well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying that they may believe that, but interesting how that mind shift from, you know, in my generation, when something went wrong, went bad, what have you, you were going to prove to them you could be better, you could do better.
Yeah.
You weren't what they said you were. And we thought outside the box to make things bigger and better, not worse.
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. So Let me see what else the young man has to say.
So what do you think you would do in these type of situations?
Try and help the best I can as soon as I notice anything, you know, suspicious.
So what would you do to fix these school shooting situations?
I would make it way harder to get guns, honestly. That's probably the only solution I really see there.
See, and the problem I have with that is I don't know if I'm 100% in agreement with you that he just thinks from parents. I see all the literature I've seen, all the commercials, all the stuff coming across on YouTube talk about how easy it is to get guns today. And I think that that's a dangerous mindset to think that it's so easy and we got to clamp down on them. Because they always use kids, they always use young people, legislators do, as a reason to pass and or not pass a bill or a law or a rule or something along those lines.
Well, so we don't really look at, this is kind of a difficult topic because it's very controversial, obviously, but long story short, it's discussed. We kind of are just letting the politicians do the thing.
And just say what you're going to say.
Okay. We just don't really think about probably providing a safer defensive alternative, like letting people who are certified carry firearms on the campuses. But, like, with him, it just went with his previous claim of it's really easy to access firearms. And then I think the most obvious way of just fixing that problem was make it even harder for people to get firearms when it is pretty strenuous to get them already.
Works out well in Chicago, doesn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's just because, I don't know, it's a lot easier to get guns than most people think it is.
And what about fixing it on a school level?
Just help, you know, people who don't feel like they're so involved in school feel involved and, like, make school feel like a happy environment, not so much, I don't know, like, just a place for people just to learn and, like, not a fun environment.
What do you think about training?
So we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, a lot more. We'll talk more about how kids feel about school shootings on a high school campus. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be involved, be engaged, be informed. That's really what it boils down to. Take a listen. You know, hold my feet to the fire. Make sure what I'm telling you is true. You know, but get informed on these things. Don't just use the last heading you use on Twitter or the last, you know, whatever you want to call it on Twitter. I mean, make sure you have a clue as to what's coming across, that you've actually gone out of your way to check it out and make sure it's true. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. See, the thing about coronavirus, you know, I don't understand. Can somebody explain to me? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. What does toilet paper and water, why is there a run on toilet paper and water? When it comes to the coronavirus, are you actually seriously expecting that there's going to be, you know, water's going to stop coming out of your tap? I'm just curious. Or with toilet paper, I don't know, what is it, turn into Montezuma's Revenge when you get the virus? I haven't heard that yet, so enlighten me, let me know. I just can't figure out why those two things are the thing that there's a run on. I can see, you know, rubbing alcohol or anything along those lines, or peroxide or what have you, that kind of makes sense. But not what they're doing. This is crazy. Anyway, let me bring on intern Nate. He'll tell us. He's going to tell us really what, why toilet paper and water. You don't have a clue, do you?
No, I'm more tuned in on the school shooting issue. But
all right, so you were out school shooting. You were out.
No. Let's rephrase that. I was out conducting interviews.
Let me finish. Oh. You were out on your high school campus and talking to young people about where they're at with school shootings and you know how they feel about them and what they feel at school, the administrators, what have you, could do to kind of make it better or make it safer for that matter, correct?
Yes, and it was quite enlightening on some senses.
Well, yeah, it was for me too. So, but let's hear what this young lady has to say about school shootings.
So what are your thoughts on school shootings?
I think it can be a very sensitive topic when it comes to certain people, because...
So what do you think are the causes for these acts of violence?
I think the causes of these acts can be the state of someone's, like, the state they can be in, and...
So, this was a common, I mean, you did 8 or 9 interviews, we're not going to be able to get to all of them, but this was a common theme among most of them, is that they felt like the adults, the administrators, should be keyed in on and watching out for their mental health. But really, shouldn't their peers be locked into that as well?
So, the idea with this whole thing, from what I've heard with my friends, is they want the adults to be there when it's a last-ditch effort to avoid certain problems. Say that they're having issues of getting their grades done. Well, after talking to the teacher and trying to do the work and trying to get their friends to, they want that last thing to, like, fix. They go to the administration and the adults saying, can you please help bail me out? And okay. They smile the senses.
Yeah. All right. So let's see what else she has to say.
If there can be any problems that they're going through, sometimes they don't have any.
Do you just think it's a support core thing?
Yeah.
They need support. So those kids who don't have support aren't help, like being helped in a way?
Yeah.
So if someone walked into your classroom and started shooting at you, what would you just do in this type of situation? What would you do?
I would probably panic and not move. I would freeze and probably think about what others would be thinking and what the shooter could be thinking.
Do you think it's a good idea to do all that thinking when someone's trying to take your life?
No, personally.
So... don't mention the school district.
No, I'm not
going.
But
is the school, are you not doing drills of any kind when it comes to, whether it's earthquake drills, active shooter drills, any of that? You're not doing any of that at your school?
In this year, my school has only had one earthquake drill. Nothing else.
Okay. And
it's really bad.
Has anybody talked to any of the teachers? Have you talked to any of the teachers?
I've talked to the teachers, and one of my teachers said, hey, yeah, we had a school, like, the teachers get school shooting, like, active shooter drills, but we students don't. And they said, yeah, the last time we had a training was actually a summer ago.
Wow. And what's funny about that is that really some parents scream about their kids being traumatized by an active shooter drill, and my attitude is like, I'd rather have them somewhat traumatized for you to be there when it's not real, so that when it is real, they know what to do. We found in our school district that the kids knew what to do, which kept 99.99% of them safe in this situation, they knew how to react.
If you do your training will take over in the times of trauma, and it will get you through.
That's what they train the military guys to. So why can't we just train our young people in the most obvious senses of how to protect themselves?
Yeah. But they say our kids shouldn't have to go through that. My mindset is, look at Chicago. You never, anybody tells you they can keep your kids 100% safe 100% of the time is not telling you the truth. They're just trying to keep you quiet.
Yeah,
it doesn't work that way. The best thing to do is to train them for it.
Yeah, training fixes a lot of things. Like, because you can't just blatantly ignore the obvious issue that someone might walk onto your school campus with a firearm and start using it as a weapon and start shooting at people. You don't think about it. You lose precious seconds of wondering, oh, what should I do? Should I cower behind a desk or should I attack the guy with a pair of scissors? That took me about, 5 seconds to think about, and that could be, obviously, between life or death.
All right, let's hear from her a little bit more.
I don't, but I wouldn't really have the time.
So what would you do to fix these situations before they even happened? Like, how could you tell, say, the school or our leaders in our country how to fix this issue?
I mean, maybe being more aware of the students' mental state and being able to tell them that.
See, that's the thing it seems to keep coming back to, is dealing with the mental state of the student. And do the schools not have the counseling? I don't even know how to say it. Do they not have counseling available for you guys on a regular basis?
So counseling, it's a walk. Counseling is kind of weird. We walk in when we're having a very bad day, and we kind of look at it as like it's safe space. That's our safe space. If we want to get out of a class, I've used it. If my class is completely chaotic and I can't deal with it, I just kind of just excuse myself and walk up to the counselor's office. I've stopped doing that because it's not very productive. But number two, we don't address this issue very seriously anymore. We just don't. My school doesn't. And I've been meaning to go talk to my district head and just kind of sit down with them and say, you know, we need to fix this because it's not working.
You should ask your principal, is there a drill? Why don't you drill more often? And, you know, where is the plan posted? Can you look at the active shooter
plan? I've talked to my security guard friend, my campus head of security, and he's the security head for the district, and he says, we don't really have many of them. And that makes me very concerned.
Well, let's hear what else this young lady has to say. I think I just moved you forward by accident, but whatever.
Do something and have no one to talk to.
Do you think educating students would be a good idea about what they should do in case someone walks onto a school toting a rifle?
It would be a good idea to talk to the students about it because not many of them can be aware of it, though it's a very big topic.
So how do you think, as a student, you can prepare for a school shooting situation?
I mean, I wouldn't really be able to tell if it was at the moment, but...
Do you ever think about what you could possibly do to survive a school shooting?
I don't think about it often, but...
Do you think you should?
I think I should.
So, if not a lot of kids are asking the question, hey, should I be thinking about the possibility of me being shot at school? Do you think we should?
Not something that kids should have to think about. Go to school. Let me see. Do I have my lunch? Do I have my cell phone? Let me see. Have I thought about being shot at? It's really sad to say.
If you really wonder why my generation is having such a hard time, maybe because we're just petrified with a target on our back, literally, because we go into these schools. So, this is what I just say to the whole situation. We need to make sure that we can train our young people, like me, into knowing what to do if the possibility does happen, and then just go from there and try to fix it at the origin point.
Well, we grew up with the nuclear... threat, Russia blowing us off the face of the planet, and we used to do nuclear drills on a regular basis. We knew what was there. We always knew it was available. We always knew it could happen.
But it's not like a table or a desk could help you survive a nuclear blast.
You're suggesting we were smart enough to know that. we get under desks because that wasn't supposed to protect you from the blast. It was supposed to protect you from things falling from the ceiling.
Yeah.
So you could live long enough to feel the sickness from the radiation. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Nate, always a pleasure to have you and a millennial point of view. Hey, people, thanks for being with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because we're here all week. I want you here, too.